It's our business leader feature, and today we speak to a lady who was called all the way from the United States to join an educational project here in South Africa that seeks to deliver so-called blended high-quality learning that's affordable. I'm joined in studio by Bailey Thompson-Blake. She's the Chief of Schools at Spark Schools. Thanks very much for joining us, Bailey. So Spark Schools has been running since around 2013. So what's its value proposition and what's this concept of blended learning all about? And I see that Sparks has grown to some 21 schools since.
Thank you so much for having me. At Spark, we believe that every child deserves a high quality education and that parents should be able to provide that education to their children at an affordable price. So in 2013, we began opening primary schools, which use a blended learning model, and that's a fancy term for mixing technology with traditional teaching. And our model allows us to ensure that our students are learning globally competitive curriculum, but that it is at a price that's affordable and accessible.
Excellent. So before you moved to South Africa in 2012 to help set up this educational institution that is Sparks, what were you doing? Perhaps you can indulge us a little bit in your educational and professional progression up to that point.
Absolutely. When I moved to South Africa in 2012, I was coming from California, where I had been working for a network of schools called Rocket Ship. Rocket Ship Public Schools pioneered blended learning in the United States. So my experience was in primary school teaching in a blended learning model.
Excellent. And in terms of your educational background, were you always a teacher? What's your background?
I came to teaching in a roundabout way. In university, I majored in government and Middle Eastern studies, but had the opportunity to teach in a program called Breakthrough in Houston, Texas, one summer during university, and felt very compelled by the idea that students of all backgrounds deserve an opportunity for an excellent education. So I was not necessarily bound for education as a profession, but I feel absolutely committed to it now.
Wow. That's awesome. So you're the chief of schools at Sparks. What does that role entail exactly?
Well, I have the best job in the world, and certainly at Spark. In my role, my team and I support our awesome school leaders, so the principals, assistant principals, and school operations managers of our schools to ensure that they can deliver on the promises of our learning model. So on a day-to-day basis, that looks like visiting schools, meeting with principals, holding professional development sessions, and ensuring that they have everything they need to execute this unique and innovative model.
Excellent. So what drove you to come all the way to South Africa to be involved in the Sparks project?
Well, I met Stacey Brewer and her business partner in 2012 when they were researching and wanted to begin to grow a network of schools. And I must say I felt completely convicted by the vision that they had. They believed that every parent should have an opportunity to provide their child a great education. And I felt very strongly that South Africa could have education equity in the future. And so I came here sight unseen and haven't left.
Wow. Awesome. So I see that Sparks trains its educators to the tune of some 245 hours per annum, you know, professional development training. It's very impressive indeed. But what sort of enhancements are they working on in those hours?
That's a great question. So we offer about a decade's more professional development, decades worth of professional development in a traditional system to our teachers every single year. And that professional development runs the gamut from classroom and behavior management strategies to specific content areas, because all of our teachers are experts in their subjects. Even from grade R, our students rotate from class to class for different subjects the way you or I might remember from high school. They start doing from the early years. And so our teachers are professionals who are content experts and who deserve an opportunity to have professional development on a weekly basis to improve their execution in the classroom.
So outside of Sparks, when you look at South Africa's broader educational outcomes, particularly in government schools, what's your critique of why the outcomes are not what we'd all prefer them to be?
I certainly believe there's a crisis in South African education, and I think that it's for all of us to take responsibility, both in government and in private institutions. The ecosystem itself appears to be broken, and in my view, it begins with treating our teachers as professionals and providing them the professional development and support that a very difficult job like teaching requires. So there are specific outcomes in literacy, math, and science which are very concerning, but I think that it begins with nurturing a set of teachers who are respected and have the esteem that they deserve for the very difficult job that they do.
So, being in a leadership position in the education space, what are the absolute fundamental principles you feel you need to pursue?
So, for me, there are a few things which are non-negotiable. The first is that I believe every child can learn and should have an opportunity to do so. I believe that teachers are professionals and need to be treated as such. And I believe that money isn't the fundamental issue in education. I think with a smart use of resources and with professional development, we have every opportunity to turn education around in South Africa.
And then we have the very real problem in South Africa that many of our children can't read for meaning in grade four. Obviously, there are many socioeconomic reasons for that. But faced with the problem, you know, now that we know what the problem is, what are some of the solutions we can consider so that this is not a problem going forward?
That Pearl's report, the reading literacy assessment from 2016, was pretty devastating. Beyond the fact that it said that 78% of grade fours in South Africa can't read for meaning, it also noted that the teachers of the students who were tested, more than 90% of them had a tertiary degree in education, and 40% of them had 20 or more years in education in terms of experience. And the reason that that's so concerning is because it says that institutions of education for teaching teachers are not preparing them for the classroom, and then years of experience also isn't a guarantee that teachers will know how to teach students adequately. So in my view, the best way to address this is to begin with teacher education and training, and to ensure that school leaders, principals, deputy principals, heads of schools, what have you, are really prepared to support their teachers as professionals.
Yeah. You know, the issue as well is that at the end of the day, learning for children begins at home. So some homes are broken. Some children, they don't have people to read to them or who can they can read to. But what's your advice to people who are listening? Maybe they're not as literate as they'd want to be. Maybe they're not as educated as they'd want to be. But they want to be of some support to their children so that whatever efforts are being made at school, they're sort of reinforced at home as well.
I believe so strongly that parents are children's first and best teachers. I believe it's the role of schools to partner with parents, to equip them, to provide them resources as they request it, to hold workshops. I have seen a set of willing and committed parents who want very much to support their child's growth. And parents are not trained teachers. And just as we wouldn't expect a parent to be a doctor, we shouldn't expect a parent to be a teacher. But what we should do is, with open arms and open doors, invite parents into our schools to learn more about their children's curriculum, to understand their child's academic progress, and to take some simple tips home that they can do. A love for reading can be nurtured at home. And there are some very simple things that parents can do, beginning with simply having books in the home. But I understand that some of these challenges and obstacles need the support of schools in order for parents to feel like they're really effective with their children.
Bailey, love your passion. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
That was Bailey Thompson-Blake. She is the chief of schools at Spark Schools.